Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. You may hear that my voice is rather dulcet and sultry.
Is that because champagne, darling?
It is, and it's that upper class clubhouse life, mother.
It's the upper class feeling that's going right through my veins and soul.
As is that cosmopolitan that you've parked. Clink, clink, yeah.
Clink, clink.
Cheers.
Cheers, darling. Where would you get a Cosmo except in Virgin Atlantic upper class?
This is the beginning of a special series which finds Mother and I in Hollywood.
Talking to Hollywood people.
Yes. We are in the clubhouse. We have left the children. There are many of them. And we've gone into a kind of soundproofed office bit, which is actually very comfy and gorgeous.
Gorgeous here.
We've passed the Peloton that they have here.
Right.
You're not going to get on that, Mum?
No, darling. As long as I stick near the champagne station, I'm fine.
I've already got you the smoked salmon at the deli.
Delicious. I'd have liked a little more.
Oh, sorry. Well, you know, it's all you can eat, so you're all right, Mum.
Okay.
And we can put some bread rolls in your purse for later.
Okay, darling, I won't need that.
Well, I just said that to Sam. I was like, you know, maybe we should get a few bread rolls for the baby. He was like,
they'll
you need
them
to
on
chill
the plane.
Out. He said, oh, do you want to take those dried flowers too? They'd look nice on your bloody seat. And I said, oh, all right, chill out. Anyway, you can see that we don't fly upper class that much. And so we're quite overexcited. And I think I don't know, people don't look too pissed off with us. It's actually quite a vibe in here.
Yeah, Jessie, can I just say thank you to the lovely... Brenda.
Who's Brenda?
Who's the lady that brought
Janice.
Us... Janice.
Oh. Thank you, Janice.
Only half a Cosmo.
Thank you, Janice.
Oh, what a delightful young woman.
I know. Loved
she was
her.
So gorgeous. You know what she told me?
What?
She does 20,000 steps a day.
Well, maybe you need a job in Heathrow Terminal 3.
Ferrying people up and down to the first class lounge.
Well, you know what? Maybe we need to all be here. All the time. Anyway, so I'm sipping on my champagne. We've got an order in. We're going to try all the food. Well, actually, I'm a bit worried it's going to come.
Yeah,
when
let's
we're
hurry
away.
Up back.
Anyway, so we're starting this adventure. Sadly, we couldn't do the live shows in Hollywood. It was a situation out of our control. However, we were going and we wanted to still do the podcast. So we decided to think of some recipes, invite some people round to our house. God bless Benny Blanco, who's letting us stay at his place.
Oh, I'm so excited as well. Malibu, darling.
Mum, we're going to have to order a trestle table because he actually doesn't have a table to eat on.
Yeah, I know that.
So do you think we can order one in? Otherwise, we're all going to be sitting on the floor. We should get a shisha pipe out or something, and I don't know.
Well, there's a coffee table, as I remember.
I mean, that works for me, but I don't know if it'll work for
there
our big...
There is a breakfast bar, isn't there?
But no stools, Mum.
Oh.
Benny likes to stand up and eat. That's his thing.
Oh, okay. So... We could lie on the bed.
Oh my, like, all right,
a bit
Paula,
like
Yates.
Paula Yates.
All right, chill out. Anyway, over the next few weeks, we will be giving you guests from Hollywood. You know, you may have eaten up our New York special. We attempted years ago when I was doing Coachella, we did a Randy Jackson. We tried it out on him, a little afternoon tea. Do you remember?
Yeah, he loved it.
He loved it. So,
Jessie, do you think they'd let us stay here forever? You know, like that film with Tom Hanks when he lived in the airport. I could live here.
So Virgin Atlantic are looking... Oh, yep, she's
empty.
Down that Cosmo.
Darling, we
empty.
Need another.
Brenda.
I think I'll go on to the champagne.
So if I hadn't just downed a champagne, I probably would have been on the Peloton. Maybe I'll do that on the way back when I'm full of self-loathing after eating too many burgers.
They've probably got one on the plane.
Oh, man.
That is the best notice I've ever read.
What are you looking at?
Scan for champagne, darling.
Or whatever you fancy. Hold on, should we do it?
But they don't know where I am.
Oh, they'll find you, Mother. You're the only woman drinking Cosmos at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so they'll find you.
We have been treated royally by Virgin Atlantic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is the biggest treat ever.
It's an amazing way to start the holiday. And actually, is it quite sad that I don't think I'll ever experience this ever again? So I'm just going to make the most of it and drink and eat everything.
You're just going to have to work harder.
Oh, okay, Mum. So hold on, we're going to order the drink. Hold on, let's see.
What are you ordering, darling?
I'm ordering you a Cosmo, or do you not want one?
Yeah, I think I do, actually.
Oh, do you?
It's very nice.
It's only been a minute since you finished your last one. Bubbles, hold on.
I love
cocktails. Hold on a minute. Oh, chips. Yeah, I'll have some chips. Sure. Yeah. Fuck it. Add that to the order. Add more items. Oh, Mum, they've got kosher. There you go.
What have they got? Kosher chopped liver?
Chicken noodle soup. They've got chicken noodle soup.
Oh,
maybe we need
some.
To try it.
Yeah, let's try some chicken noodle soup. What else, Jessie, do they have?
Oh, they've got lots of stuff. Kosher white wine.
No,
you know,
that.
You don't discriminate when it comes to alcohol, do you, Mum?
No.
So, okay.
What else, darling?
They've got, I think we need to just try the chicken noodle soup. Hold on a minute. Let me just get
the drinks. Is there any chopped liver?
There isn't chopped liver because I think they realise that may not be a...
sustainable.
A favourite amongst people. I think it's quite... And I'm getting myself a Bloody Mary spicy. Oh, yes. Come on.
I'm just worried they won't find us.
They'll find us, Mum.
Good.
So not only are we going to be cooking for our guests, we're going to be eating and drinking. I've already basically got a full itinerary of where
Jessie,
I'm going.
Jessie, we noticed. Alex,
yeah,
just
I need
couldn't
you for
believe
babysitting,
it.
Actually.
I'm not babysitting a lot.
Why?
Because I need to see...
So we are going to meet my sister's boyfriend for the first time, and he has a restaurant called Greekman's in Silver Lake, which we will be eating.
Yes.
What about if you don't like the food, Mum?
I will definitely like the food, and even if I didn't, you'd never know.
And no, we're very excited about the zucchini
fries. I'm going to take his family out for dinner.
Where are you going to take them?
I was thinking the Sunset Tower.
Oh, darling, so you can have oysters and...
But
you don't eat oysters.
I don't like oysters.
Dirty martini. I love Sunset Tower.
I love Sunset Tower. So will you be able to find a little window?
I don't know, yeah.
I thought when we moved back to West Hollywood from Malibu...
Oh, the boo.
When we moved from there... Actually, everyone says there's not that many places to eat in Malibu, but I...
There's Malibu Nobu, but I don't think we'll get in.
Oh, I can get us in.
Oh, my God, stop.
Yeah, of course I can, through Andrew.
Do you think they allow children in there?
I'll text him. Do you want me to text him?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm asking my mum to get me into a restaurant. This is... What the fuck's going
it's
on?
It's not what you know, it's who you know, darling.
Oh, my God. Brilliant.
I was going to go on the Malibu Pier because it's lovely.
And well,
have you ever eaten
at
that pier
actually,
thing?
Good old Joe Wicks, who is an old guest of ours, he has a place in Santa Monica and he spent a lot of time here.
And
so I've asked him for some tips for the kids.
And
because he's such a great guy, of course he gave me a massive list of stuff to do with the kids.
Sweet.
Love that guy. So we've got Greekman's on there, Nobu Malibu, if they allow the riffraff in. I'm going to Sushi Park. Benny's taking us out to a taco day.
One?
Of course you're invited to everything. Or Courage Bagels. Where else do you want to go and eat?
I don't know, but Alex told me about some famous place. Is it Snowcrest or something that everyone's trying to get into? Marina's had to book like 4 weeks in advance. That is one thing about LA that's quite different. Hannah asked us for about reservations 2 months because I think you can't get into places. But I'm telling you what, I'm going to go and eat something now.
All right, okay. She says eat. She's just seen her Cosmo come. So we're now on board and we're in the loft, which is a little social spot between upper and premium economy.
With a cocktail.
Do you think they've ever done a podcast on a Virgin Atlantic long haul?
No, I don't think so.
Listen, every staff member that we've met
has been
is
such
fabulous. However, I think...
Who's your new favourite?
Look, Mark in upper class is already calling me Jess.
Jess.
So I think we need to have a chat with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alex is sorting all the others out. She's fabulous. Dawn, lover. We're having a lovely time. I've seen the canapés. My brother said, have you got canapés? Because, look,
a little
information. My brother and et al., they may be an older, another class to us. So Mum and I are living the high
life.
You mean
Worthy Old Alex is worried about canapés?
Worthy Old Alex, Dr. Alex, is worried about whether we are getting canapés and he's not.
Oh,
we're not getting canapés.
See this.
But there is a menu.
Shall I tell you what it
is?
Yeah,
go on.
Hot smoked salmon with beetroot tartare, horseradish cream and sorrel cress.
How many drinks are we on now, Mum?
About 8. Grilled asparagus with quail's egg with chive mayonnaise, rocket and parmesan salad, I think.
Oh, that sounds nice.
breaded chicken breast filled with garlic truffle butter. I think we're talking about chicken Kiev.
Yeah.
Garlic and ginger prawns. That's what I'm having with Thai green curry sauce.
How do you feel about
sticky
having
rice
on a flight? I feel okay.
I'm
actually,
not sure. I feel fine.
Yeah.
Or fig and goat's cheese tart.
Oh. What about a little, they're small plates, aren't they? Can't we all get all of them?
Yeah. What about passion fruit and chocolate dome?
I'm never bothered about it. I like the cheese board.
Oh, there's cheese and port.
Oh, God.
There's also warm apple and blackberry crumble with fresh cream.
I'm on a G&T. You're on a
champagne, darling. I'm sticking with the
and
champagne.
And my son's on a cheese muffin that I made before...
Jesse, the mess.
That's just about
defrosted,
and I've just made a mess in the loft.
This.
Well, it's done,
Jesse,
isn't it?
You shouldn't have
done
this.
Yeah, I know.
This.
Okay,
this
fine.
Really
Let's just
mad.
Change him over to a baguette. Whilst Mark takes our order, we've got Dawn, who's the manager, the boss, aboard.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
What would you recommend for dinner?
Well, this is a new menu today, but all our food is excellent.
Oh, fancy saying that, but what's your... All right, fine.
What would you have if you were us?
Chicken is very nice. The prawns, you're never going to...
Oh, the prawns.
You're not going to go wrong with the prawns.
Right, we're fine. Yeah. That's it, prawns, it's done.
And, Jessie, can you
and I've just made a mess, so I'm getting a dustpan.
I'll get that.
I'm looking
Jess, you're definitely going for the prawns.
Prawns, yeah. Love it. Mark's already calling me Jess. We're not even an hour and a half in. Jess, love him. Love him. Him and Joanna Lumley are calling me Jess, and I love it. I'm here for it. So what films are you going to watch, Mum?
Even though I'm cross with Will Smith, I am watching King Richard, and he is bloody good.
He's amazing, isn't it? I'm watching Zola.
Who's in that?
It's I don't know. It's about these tweets by this dancer. Like she did like 150 tweets. It's all about this kind of road trip and about what happens
is she a
in these 48 hours. No,
Jesse, what have you done with your eyebrows?
Why?
They look completely different from normal.
Well, I got them dyed by Billy Joe yesterday.
They look like they need a saucer of milk.
Mum, can we talk about? Piss off. I've just looked at the kids. They're eating with their little salt and peppers, their little aeroplane salt and peppers, living the life.
Are they happy?
They are so happy. They've got a little children's meal. They're eating everything. Of course, they like plain food more than their mother's food.
So everybody loves plain food.
I'm excited about that cheese plate.
I get so excited about plain food.
I always remember Zachary Quinto talking about
how
much he loves it. Shout out to Jay Thirlwall, who always sits in upper but gets the economy meal because she loves a korma on a plane.
I love a korma.
What's your name?
My name's Katie.
Katie, can I ask you a question?
Hi.
What's the weirdest thing that someone's ordered from you or requested?
Oh my word. Can I have a few minutes to have a think?
Can I also ask you, have you ever found anyone joining the Mile High Club?
Yes.
Oh my God, shut up. How many?
One.
What did you do? Did you say...
Were you kind of proud of them or shocked?
Absolutely not, no. It's a really inappropriate thing to be doing on an aircraft, I think.
As much as we
all think it might be a really raunchy idea, it's really cringe.
Where were they flying to?
I don't think I could say...
Oh.
What was the question?
Las Vegas.
It was a well-known party room anyway.
Oh no, come on, it couldn't have been Ibiza, because that would have been a very wham bam thank you ma'am, wouldn't it?
You changed Ibiza at Virgin Atlantic.
Oh, so I think I got it right. Interesting.
What was my first question?
The weirdest thing that someone's requested on a flight.
It would just be random drinks, like a tea and a coffee mixed together.
Oh, wow!
I know.
No. Did you give it to them?
And actually, still to this day, I thought to myself, I must try this and see what it tastes like. Absolutely no idea. Because still not
it
done
might
it,
be
I
a
must.
Bit like chai.
I mean, shall we all try one now?
Yeah,
shall
no,
we?
I'm
shall
not
we?
Having
like
one.
Try.
No, thanks.
On that note, do you guys want anything else to drink? Anything alcoholic,
no,
non-alcoholic?
I'll have a glass of wine with dinner.
Fancy that, Mum.
Perfect.
I'm gonna pull Mark for a chat. Mark. Can I ask you the weirdest thing that someone's requested on a flight for you?
Well, having been here only a matter of weeks, I've had no...
Are you a newbie?
I'm very new.
Oh!
How does it feel to be part of the team?
Well, to meet you guys is outstanding, isn't it?
Shut up.
I spent 30 years in the police.
You're kidding?
Yes.
Oh, they need people like you in case they're doing bad things. Oh,
watch out for Lenny.
I was dealing with before, when I say you guys are nice, before it was the not so nice of society. So now I'm dealing with people who smile and are glad to see you, rather than sometimes when you used to knock on a door, they weren't so happy to see you.
That's so fascinating that you've gone from the police force to being a flight attendant.
30 years of patrolling the streets of London, and now I'm here.
Well, good for you.
Well, good on you.
So that's why I say it's nice to be around nice people.
Oh, thanks, sweet.
Seatbelt signs will soon be turned on for landing. Just a little bit of information for you now. Once we do arrive into Los Angeles.
Let's talk about the fact that you just called memes memes.
I thought it was a French word.
Oh, yes, because it's très sophisticated.
That's what I thought.
Zou a rang. It's memes.
Zou talor, okay.
How's your flight been, Mum?
It's been all right, darling.
I know, I haven't seen you all day.
Two rom-coms and King Richard. And I've had some crab cakes.
This is my favourite that my mum does. She goes, darling, I'll look after them. Don't worry, I'll look after them. All back turned, all flight.
But Sam was in here in my seat. I gave up my seat for him.
For the listeners that are listening to this, she gave up her seat to go to another one further away from the child.
Darling.
Yeah.
Sam was in there with him. Do you want me to get in with your husband as well?
You like this life, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I did watch one film. I watched At Zola, or you call it Zola.
Was it any good?
Amazing.
Are you going to be a stripper next?
Absolutely not. Not with the bloody amount that I just bloody ate. Let me tell you that. I won't be dancing on a pole.
I have to say the food was delicious.
And
I loved my Thai green curry, prawn curry.
You know what? I loved Mark, who bought it to me because I was looking after the baby in the kind of loft bit, holding him and trying to get him to sleep. And so he brought my dinner to me, and I just thought that was a really nice touch. Where are you going tomorrow, Mark?
Where am I going tomorrow?
Yeah. Whale watching.
I'm going whale watching tomorrow, yeah. And then go up to the Hollywood sign.
Oh, the Hollywood sign.
Up to the Hollywood sign.
That's quite a schlep, you know that.
I did it a few weeks ago. Nyan killed me because I didn't take any water with me. So this time, I'll remember to take water, like a good boy, and not run for the nearest bar when I get down.
It's exciting, that Hollywood sign.
I haven't. Mum, maybe we should walk up to the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
For some memes. apart from eating and drinking, what will you be doing? Will you be joining me at Runyon Canyon?
Yeah, I'll go to Griffith's Observatory.
What,
I like Silver Lake.
La La Land.
The last time I was there, I went to Central Station. Have you been there with all the food?
No.
It is amazing.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's like being at Borough Market, but bigger.
In fact, that's where you can get your nice locks from.
Yeah.
And bagels. I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm a
bit tired. I'm terrified for the night ahead.
I think we're going to be all right.
But I'm very excited.
Why?
I haven't been in America for, I don't know, since New York.
Was that the November before?
It was November. The
apocalypse
November 2018.
Came.
2018 it was.
We have been doing this a while, haven't we?
Yeah.
We were due a new American series, Mother.
Yeah, and I've not tired of it.
No?
No. Looking forward to meeting new celebs, interesting people.
Thank you, Virgin Atlantic.
For looking after us like queens.
Yeah. Honestly, they're very nice.
Everyone's delightful and kind and really looked after us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Captain. Just thought I'd keep you updated with some arrival information. Prisoner at 40,000 feet, so just passing Las Vegas on the right-hand side of the aircraft. We're starting our descent into Los Angeles in the next 5 minutes or so. Latest weather we have, reasonably pleasant evening, a temperature of 16 degrees centigrade, that's 61 degrees Fahrenheit, under mostly cloudy skies with a light breeze from the west. For those of you that haven't already done so, you might like to reset your watches to the local time in Los Angeles, which is 8 hours behind London. It's local time now, just coming up to 16 minutes past 7 in the evening. We anticipate landing in a little over half an hour at 5 minutes to 8. Just leaves me to thank you for choosing to fly with Virgin Atlantic and wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey.
That's a wrap.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.